Oh, I know. When you guys were talking about prospecting, I know you wanted to. You wanted to call everybody in the phone book with your same last name. Is that what you guys wanted to do? We're also talking about prospecting. As long as we're in service, this customer owns my product and is already spending money with my store. Yeah, and his car is broke or getting serviced. Hello? That's who I'm going to prospect with. I'm going to prospect with the people I work with. I'm going to prospect with that 250 of my sphere of influence. At least let them know what you do for a living. And if you've been doing it for more than 6 months, guess what? It's your career. Hollywood ain't calling. Okay? Now, if you really want to wow your manager, go ask. Well, first you got to, if you don't know CPR, at least know how to dial 911. Go up to the manager and say, you know what? It's kind of down right now, John, and could you assign some orphan files to me? I'd like to call some orphan customers.
Orphan?
Orphan. Orphan customers. Yeah, but he probably doesn't even know what it is either. Good. No. Oh, do they really? You guys know what orphan customers are?
Yeah.
Orphan customers are people who have actually already bought a car from your dealership and the salesman's gone.
Salesman leaves?
Every once in a while. Someone was telling me, there was a guy named he worked in the group, and evidently handed out contact cards. You sell a car and they give you like all the customer information or something. And he was at, and he was at the Honda store. And in 18 months, he built up a 3,300 person clientele. He was a fleet manager there when he left, you know, selling the most cars out of anybody in 18 months. And what he did was he went into those little cubicles wherever they were hanging out, and he just saw them stack up, and no one was using them. He goes, are you using those things? What are those? Oh, those are just some doggone follow-up thing. What do you do with them? Well, I don't do anything. Well, can I have them? Sure, kid, you can have them. Honest to goodness, 3,300 people in 18 months. He didn't sell that many cars, but that's his clientele. That's how you build a clientele. It's so easy to do. It just takes work. You got to pay the price. Oh, okay. Where am I going, man? Okay. So anyway, I wanted to get you back here. Okay. Back in the morning routine. You say good morning to everybody, and then I want you to pick the most miserable son of a gun on the showroom floor. Okay. Let me give you a hint. This is the guy where all customers are mooches. Those doggone managers, all they do is cheap advertise the cars. My closer couldn't shut a door to save his life. God, do you remember when the car business, do you remember when you could make money in the car business? That guy, okay? I want you to pick that guy out. Oh, let me ask you something. How many of you are familiar with baseball? What does an on-deck batter do?
Warm up.
Yeah, what does warm up mean? Come on. How does he do it?
Swing back.
How many bats?
Two or three.
Why do they swing two or three bats?
So
then when they get up to the plate with one bat, it feels lighter?
Yeah.
It's easier? That's why I want you to go role play with this guy. This is the most miserable. He's going to be the toughest customer. He's going to give you more no's and more grief than any real customer important. He's going to be your three bats. Role play with him every single day. Now, word of advice. You got to get to this guy real quick. These are the ones that usually turn over on a regular basis. Huh? Let me ask you something. After 30 days of dealing with the toughest customer in Portland, how much better do you think you're going to be?
Wait.
You won't recognize the image in the mirror. Not to mention the number of zeros on your paycheck. You won't recognize it. How about after a year? How much better do you think you'll be? The mind boggles. Mind boggles. Oh, one other thing. If 2 weeks from now everyone's lining up to role play with you in the morning, couple other things. Be where you are. Shall I go there? I woke up feeling lucky. Okay, not in the book. Write it down. First word is never. And yes, I do mean Webster's definition. Ready? Never pass a lemonade stand without stopping.
What's that?
Never pass a lemonade stand in a neighborhood without stopping.
Is
spend the quarter. Okay? Now, one little addendum to that, if they have cookies, buy a cookie. How many of you have done that? Let me see your hands. Okay. Is it more than a buck? Okay. After you've done, first, when you say, well, when you stop, how excited are the kids? They're nuts. They're absolutely nuts. And if you've never seen a sale, if you don't know what a true salesman is, go stop at the lemonade stand, because they're going to hammer you for that cookie, man. Okay? And so you buy the lemonade and you buy the cookie. When you leave, how happy are they? How do you feel? How much do you spend for a single beer? Hey, you know what? I'm not saying this for the blood. I'm not saying this to make you laugh. I'm not. If I've established credibility with you in the morning, as far as knowing how to build rapport, if any of you think or feel that I know what I'm talking about, if you believe that, believe this. It will make you money. Never, under the never, here's the number two. Never pass by another, unless you're in New York, never pass by another human being without acknowledging their existence. Try hello or even a nod, but always say something. Here's another never. Never go through a checkout stand. Never go through a checkout stand without sincerely complimenting the checker. In one of the workshops back east, someone said, I never really know whether I should compliment a female in front of her husband or not. You know, I'm never really comfortable with that. And there's a reason for that. Most guys have been conditioned to compliment a female if they want something in return. That's the only reason we compliment people. If you condition yours, and that something in return is not necessarily something you want her husband to be aware of. Okay? And so that's why there's that tension, or one of the reasons why there's that tension. You start getting in the habit of doing this, and it's got to be a sincere compliment. You got to just look. You got to condition yourself to find things that are right with people, things that are good about people. It doesn't take any talent to find fault. None. Any fool can find fault, and most fools do. Condition yourself to find out things that you can sincerely appreciate, and then compliment that person. Then when, after a few months, when it comes crunch time and you actually want to sincerely compliment a female customer, you don't have to worry about intent. All of those things will make you money. All of these things will. The other thing, when you're home and your little girl goes, Dad, turn the TV off. Turn it off. The news is going to be the same, I guarantee you. Your wife or your husband wants to talk to you, put the newspaper down. Put it down. You can always pick it up later. When I say be where you are, what I mean is understand where you are and why you're there. That's what I mean. Understand where you are and why you're there and act accordingly. Ooh, that's good. As a matter of fact, let's do something else. As a matter of fact, do you guys still have those pads? Whip out one of those pads. No one gets to blow this off. Everyone has to play. Okay? This is required. Everybody has to do this.